you would get off a little, congratulations on leading the Raiders to their first, NBA championship. Your courage in, fighting so magnificently with the, broken wrist, the final game.
Lando, George Lando, back in 1963, I think. Bob thinks he, because he has all the languages, that he's the kind of guy who I send to Ceylon, where the woman is sort of leaning to, so is that already passed out?
Well, I just think I don't remember who it is.
Well, George Landau, I think he was in Spain then, and you told me at the time that he was the best Secret Service, Foreign Service officer you ever seen.
Landau, he could go anywhere, he could put his name down.
But I didn't want to put it with your recommendation unless I reminded you of that. Julie called that night, and right after you finished, and she was so, she just thought you were so great, and she was so thrilled.
She's really something.
I told her that you were in a cabinet meeting.
I talked to her later.
Yeah. You knew, Bob told you Admiral Moore called and talked with me.
He said he called, what was his problem?
Well, no problem. He felt that the speech was absolutely marvelous, delivered beautifully, and that, of course, as you know, he found it sometimes.
Yeah, I see it.
But I thought, you know, he knew you knew that, but I think it was nice of him to call. I don't know if you're going to make comments tonight or anything. They do have a book with the pictures of, a picture and background of some of these people.
I don't think I'll go into any of that.
Okay. But you might want to just look at it so you sort of remember.
Oh, yes, I will put that in.
I'll give it to Al. In a way, I think if you do say anything, or even when you're talking to Charlie said he was the only one who was married at the time we were all in school. I guess his poor wife and his really had a tough time. Awful, I'm sorry.
Years.
He also said that's why when he was offered to Rand and a couple of places, he couldn't go. He didn't want to use her as an excuse, but he couldn't leave her. Sort of a terminal, you know, it won't be. They're not going to announce the scholarship tonight. Kiefer felt it was better to have a meeting tomorrow and have it rather than, since they couldn't contact everybody, announce, you know, a scholarship later tomorrow or some other time after they talk with us back with the class. I told myself that was a better idea anyway.
That's really worrying thing to get these things out.
It is.
He's the captain of the line. I mean, security officer. I mean, you have to hear the cries. God, that was quite a day.
I know, and you delivered it beautifully. I don't know how you did it.
Well, no, that's one of the complaints I just said. It's quite wearing for me.
Oh.
It's an emotional strain.
That's the day I wish you could go away.
The Democrats, of course, are playing a dog on me. Right? I think back to the Cuban Missile Crisis when I went on television from San Diego and supported Kennedy.
These
people are playing a partisan scenario.
Oh, they're terrible. Oh, the governor didn't even wait.
The governor, Humphrey, of course, should have taken on. But my God, at least I've got to say this old George Meany came off.
Yeah, man, you got to do something else. George Wallace didn't knock it. He showed a lot better sense than he said.
He said, I'll wait and see.
Well, he said he hoped you were right, something like that. He hoped it was right, which was a lot better than the governor's jackass. You know, it was worse. You know, some of the, except that the great majority of people are behind you. Some of these jackasses deserve a guy like McGovern. It would ruin the country, be gone.
Well, they're going to carry him off, Rose. I noticed the paper says that now the Humphrey is probably going to be in Nebraska or has a chance to because they've become the pain for McGovern as he is. He's about to have that.
They're starting to find out what he's
saying. Of course, Rose Humphrey. Humphrey is a total jackass. He's on all sides of the issue.
Everything. And yesterday I heard somebody on one of these editorials on the radio station saying that they hear people saying, well, it won't really be McGovern, it'll be Teddy. But if they take one good look at Teddy's record, he's not much different than McGovern. Looks Houston don't care a thing about the country.
Purifies.
That's what Bunny Baxter said, which is surprising to him. And he said, you know, he said, I don't know what they want. What kind of country do they want? They want a country, they want this country to be so small and so weak and so namby-pamby. And he says, I don't even mind some of the politicians as much as I mind, what's he call them, the limousine liberals or pinkos.
Limousine liberals in New York, what they're called.
He says, I just...
Yeah, no.
Anyway, once we were riding around in great safety and...
Soft. There's too much talk, too much that too.
Is there any way you can get some rest today?
Sure.
Sure, because this is really hard, hard. Period. So, but if they did,
let them march.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Even if they got nothing to do.
they're not sure the value, that's not a big part.
I think it's a fine start, this man, these friends occurred to me as I read this.
What do you think?
Or do you agree?